station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Hollywood, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. And this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. Now, if you're listening to us live, you're already there, but the website address is latalkradio.com. You go to the top of the website, click on the link that says Channel 1, scroll down, and you look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and then you click on the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. So you just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there you go. You'll find all of our shows since 2008. If you want to find out about our future guests, visit the Question Reality official website, and that address is questionrealityshow.com, questionrealityshow.com. And I just want to tell everyone that we have some incredible guests coming up. We are already booked until March. So it is just, our show has become so popular, and we thank everybody for making it popular and spreading the word. And I'm so glad that I get all those lovely emails telling me how much you love the show and how the guests have really helped you with your lives and how you've had epiphanies and just so many things happening because of a show. And you just don't realize it sometimes, how television shows or radio shows can really affect another life. But I become even more aware of it with the lovely, lovely emails that you guys send. So thank you. I am going to tell you about the various things going on around town. But first, let me tell you about just a tiny little bit about our guest today. His name is Jeremy Manning, and you can find him on Facebook under facebook.com/JTrainLA, facebook.com JTrainLA. He is the founder of JTrainLA, which is a popular fitness center. He's an LA personal trainer who just launched Project Uplift, which is a program that provides attainable and sustainable fitness services to survivors of physical and substance abuse, as well as those who are HIV positive. So he is going to be a very inspirational person to listen to today. He's going to give us lots of tips, advice, and resource information on how you can get your body, mind, and spirit all in tune, because as an entertainer, we know that we really need to keep those things balanced, or we should be, or we try to as much as possible, because when everything is in balance, then we feel so much better, and we can go out there and have the energy that it takes to book that job and to get that gig and whatever else we need to do in the entertainment business. So hopefully he'll give us some tips and advice for people who may not possibly be able to make it into the gym because they just don't have whatever it is that they don't have. Everybody has an excuse. So whatever your excuse is, maybe he can help us get there. And I'm one of the abusers, so maybe he can help me as well. let me tell you about a couple things going on. Saturday, September 17th at 7:30 for one night only, Master Impressionist Jim Meskimen is going to bring his new show, which is called Jimpressions. Very cute, to the historic Capitol Theater in the Cleveland Street District in downtown Clearwater, Florida. Florida. Now, this, you may not recognize Jim Meskimen by name, but I bet you you would know him if you saw his face, because he has delighted people over the years. He's been in so many roles in Ron Howard's films. He's been in five of Ron Howard's films, from Apollo 13 to Frost Nixon. And he is an extremely respected voice actor and impressionist. And he's done so many celebrity voices, and oh my God, you would just have to hear it. As a matter of fact, you probably have seen and heard him. One, he's been on Parks and Recreation, yes. The Tonight Show, Late Night with David Letterman, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And his recent YouTube video went viral. And I'm sure you've seen it. It's gone around everywhere. It's entitled Shakespeare Impressions. And if you saw, someone said, hey, check this guy out, where he's doing impressions of celebrities or political figures, but yet he's doing Shakespeare dialogue. That's him. So I'm sure you've seen this. And it just passed 500,000 hits in a month. So you got to check this guy out. You got to go see him if you are in Clearwater, Florida. What it is, it consists of two acts of comedy. He does songs. He does stories from his career. That's what the whole Jim Impressions act is about. It's just chock full of celebrity voices. And he does more than 65 impressions in the first act alone. So you're going to get a lot of impressions. You want to go to this website and check it out for more information. It's Rut Hall. Now, I'm going to spell this because it's a little, it's Rut Hecker. Oh, God, I can't even pronounce it. All right. RUTHECKHERDHALL.com. I'll work on saying that. RUTHECKHERDHALL.com for more information, or call 727-791-7400. And Jim would also love you to know that you can do your own impressions. He has his new blog. It's chapters 1, 2, and 3 of his ebook, which is entitled Accept Imitations. And this is a beginner's guide to the average person doing impressions. So you can check it out on his website and try to do it yourself. And let's see, it's his blog, and it's meskimen.wordpress.com. So that's meskimen.wordpress.com. And you too can be doing impressions in no time, so check it out. Next, September 13th, the Writers Guild Foundation and Variety present Sublime Primetime 2011 Emmy Nominees Panel. Emmy nominees Matt Hubbard of 30 Rock, Jason Katims of Friday Night Lights, Stephen Leviton and Jeffrey Richmond of Modern Family, and Vina Sud of The Killing are going to be discussing their craft, their nominated projects, and also they're going to be discussing the business of writing for television. And this includes the reception. And this is Tuesday, September 13th. So it's coming up soon. It's 7:30. And it's going to be at the Writers Guild, 135 South Doheny Drive in Beverly Hills. And the price is incredible. It's only $10 to $20. So you can afford it. You need to go. And the website is wgfoundation.org. Now, from September 15th to the 18th, there is a Creative Screenwriting Magazine Expo. It's called the Screenwriting Expo. And that's going to feature more than 150 classes, workshops, Q&As, and panels with the speakers that are currently in business. And it's also going to feature the famous Golden Pitch Festival, where you can meet one-on-one with representatives from the studios and the A-list production companies, agencies, management companies, and that is September the 15th to the 18th, and that's going to be at the Westin LAX Hotel at 5400 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles, and that is $99.95 to $299.95, which I think is still a good deal to hear these experts, and that website is screenwritingexpo.com. And lastly, September 21st, Edward Edward Skirbellis Entertainment presents Creating a Production Company. And this is a six-week online workshop, and that is going to begin September the 21st to October the 26th. It's only $350. And if you've ever wanted to start a production company of your own, do your own little projects, well, there you go. Take this class first, because there is a lot involved, trust me. That website is esentertainment.net, esentertainment.net. So there you go. Tips for the week, lots of fun things to do moving forward and upward, as we always try to do. Now, let's talk today about our guest, Jeremy Manning. Now, as I said earlier, he is the founder of J-Train LA, and he is Jeremy is a popular LA personal trainer, and again, he just launched Project Uplift, which is a program that provides attainable and sustainable fitness services to survivors of physical and substance abuse, as well as those who are HIV positive. And they are located at 8535 Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. So I'm going to give you more information, and we're going to have Jeremy give phone numbers and website addresses of anything that he feels that you might need. So just he just recently has started this outreach initiative, which is upliftprojectla.com, upliftprojectla.com. And what their mission is, basically what I just said, and they believe that the strength is a state of mind. It's not just a physical presence. So he believes that when you train the body, the mind must follow. And the transformative power of fitness starts with the communication between our bodies and our minds and our environment. And I really think that that's true. So hopefully today he can tell us how we can adapt a training program, use our physical language, which will change us and help us deal better with our individual problems that we are running into as a society, not being in shape, not everybody. So without further ado, let's talk to Jeremy today. Jeremy, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Priscilla, how are you? My pleasure.
Did you like your little intro?
I did. Thank you.
Well, I didn't go into complete details about it. Why don't you take us from where I left off and tell us about this new project that you started, Uplift Project LA. What is it all about? Tell us more.
Definitely. It's, it's a lot about what you said, just really reintroducing sometimes physical movement, physical fitness into individuals' lives is a way to help them overcome various illness or adversity in their life, or just to get out of whatever slump they may be in their life. I like to point out that our bodies were designed to move and to hunt. And when you reintroduce that into someone's life, you bring back a certain passion that's primal. And it's so deeply a part of everybody's life that it's almost seems like, it's the answer to a lot of people's problems.
Well, I like what you said. I was reading a little bit about you, and I like how you said that we become more eloquent in our movement, more efficient in our activity, and ultimately more comfortable in our skin and in the world when we exercise. How did you come to that thought process?
Well, one way to look at it is in the simplest form is that when you practice physical activities, you become more coordinated. Your hand and eye coordination, your foot and eye coordination, and your overall relationship to your environment. And it's easy to see how somebody, the more coordinated and stronger and centered they are in their body, then the more confident they can become within their in society and within just their overall environment, either socially or physically. And as that core component, their fitness improves, then all of those other relationships improve as well.
Okay, I see where you're going with that. Well, that right away, images pop into my mind, like tennis players and athletes, and because the more you train, the more graceful that they look doing it. You know, the tennis player and the gymnast, and you're going to struggle at first if you're just starting, but by the end, you become a master. So if you are completely feeling, I guess, confident in it, it really helps you to continue with that whole mindset. I understand that seems to be the way to go for sure when you train and train and train. And that's very true with studying your lines when you're an actor, or if you're a dancer, you have to continue dancing. So I guess repetition really can be boring, but yet can be something you need to do to get the job done. A lot of people say, oh, I hate exercising. It's so boring. It's the same old thing. And a lot of people give up because they find it to be boring. Why are some people able to continue exercising and don't find it boring? Or do people find it boring but yet they push through it? What goes on there? Why some people can stick with it, some can't, some like it, some don't? I mean, I know we're all individuals, but what if a person absolutely hates exercising but yet wants to have all of the eloquent movement that you're describing, and having developing the acute awareness of the entire body and the heightened sense of confidence? What if they hate exercise yet they want that? Is it possible to happen? Can they achieve it without the grueling process of exercise?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that I do every day that I don't really like to do or want to do. But when that happens, when it's an overwhelming feeling, then what I try to do is really focus on the end result. Like, what am I doing this for? Or maybe who am I doing this for? Is this an improvement for my own self-image, or is this an improvement that's going to help to empower and inspire someone else? And usually when I can't get over that feeling because of my own personal goal, and thinking about somebody else that will be affected in a positive way really helps to drive me past that.
Get me out of my own. Are you possibly talking about a lover? Your mate?
Well, you know, do what works for you. Think about whatever is going to help you motivate yourself. So, if you know, if that's looking hot and getting a hot lover, or pleasing your lover, then that works too.
Yes.
You know, it's whatever works for you.
Now you're talking my language. I tell you, I gotta say, me and my girlfriends, we talk about this. We have gone through, and I'm one of the many people. I mean, I used to go to so many gyms, and I mean, I've done it all. It's been done on this end, and it's exciting at first, and you feel I find that in my younger days, it was exciting when you had like a group of people to go do it with. And I found that seems to motivate you more. But in this day and age, everybody is off busy doing something, and you can't coordinate your schedules all the time. So what about the person who can't find anybody to go to the gym with, and then they need to be in that group, the person that needs to be in the motivating group? What do they do? What are some tips you can tell them that they can inspire themselves to go to the gym and work out?
Well, instead of trying to get the group to come to you, go to the group. I mean, the fitness is definitely a trend that's on the rise. There's group fitness all over the place. There's, you know, if you don't want to go to the gym and be in the group room, then find a local club where you can join a sport or do some physical activity that's enjoyable to you, and find a club or an organization that's doing it as a group. So there's definitely the key is to not give up just because things aren't in a way that you want them to be. You know, instead of looking at the reasons why you can't get something done, or why you don't feel the motivation, find a way to find that motivation and find that resource. You know, like if you can't bring the group to you, go to the group.
Or you could say, after we go to the gym, we're going to get margaritas.
There you go.
Might be a motivator. Or how about but it wouldn't be a motivator to go say, well, afterwards, let's go eat some chocolate. Probably not. But that would be a motivator for me. Oh, God, I can go get a Snickers bar. Oh, God, I can feel it. Now, see, that would be something would motivate me. And I think that's counterproductive. I like what you said about when through regular exercise, you said that it changes our perception from being a passenger to being the vehicle, and ultimately realizes the control we do have over our life. I love that. Explain, maybe that'll motivate us. Tell us about that perception.
Yeah, I think it comes from just a lot of the experiences I have with clients where they feel like they're a passenger in their body, where they're just sitting there and they're just responding to all of their biological needs, and it's not necessarily the what they want to do or how they want to feel. And when you introduce activity and fitness into your life in a way that's ritualistic, you start to realize that, you know, the decisions that you're making in your mind are driven through those actions. So if you have a goal to lose weight and to get into shape and to be active and to enjoy a sport or an activity, and you do that, the more you participate in that, the more you participate in being a part of your own life and actually, and ultimately being the driving force and the decision maker and having control over the life that you live, rather than just being, you know, a passenger sitting in your body, maybe in your car or at your desk and not enjoying or anything about your life or having a passion for living. You know, you make that choice to be active, to be healthy, and to live your life the way that you want to live it as much as you can, and in a healthy and happy and positive and passionate way.
Now, my vehicle seems to drive me to fast food restaurants.
Straight to the drive-thru.
I mean, it's on autopilot. I have no control over it. If I smell a Wendy's, that's where my vehicle goes, right through the drive-thru of the Wendy's. And I was wondering, now this is a little embarrassing for me to admit, but I'm gonna ask for your advice, Jeremy, if this is normal. Now, is it normal for a person, as I was just telling you, if I smell a burger, my nose at 350 paces, I know exactly, I could be blindfolded and I could get to that burger joint. I'm just telling you. Now, is it normal for when you smell a burger to salivate and to just your mind, you can be on your way somewhere else, but when you smell that, it takes over, and then there's nothing else that you want to do except get to that smell, which is the burger. Is there something wrong with me?
Oh, of course not. Absolutely not. I mean, it's perfectly natural to crave meat and fat. That's what our bodies do. The only thing is, you know, our body was designed to crave that. Our body wasn't really designed to sit in the car driving past a fast food restaurant that's producing that smell at an exponential rate, because those companies know how our biological system is set up. So they're producing that smell at a larger rate than it normally, well, not necessarily producing it, but they're pumping it out. They're pumping it out there. They want you to salivate.
You know, I even heard a while back that they were going to come up. I don't know if they're still working on or not, but a friend of mine was in R&D, and he said that they were working on coming up with advertisements in the magazines with scratch and sniff on the burger, where you could scratch and sniff the burgers. Like if there was an advertisement for McDonald's, you'd see the burger and you could scratch it and sniff it. And I thought,
yeah.
Oh, my God. So how do we escape that? I mean, every time you watch television, I'd say 99% of the advertisements are food-related. And you drive by, and it's like food, 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 food. I mean, most of it is food. So what do we do? What can we do? I mean, we're only weak-minded humans when it comes to food, because that is our first and foremost biological need, to eat and drink, right? So how do you stop it? How do you control yourself?
Well, you just you program your life in a way that works best for you. That's and it's almost like creating an opposing force to that advertisement force that you're experiencing on a daily basis. You know, you want to really focus on your goal and make a plan. Hire a nutritionist or a personal trainer. Get a professional involved and really focus on what works for you, for your goals. And once you really, when you get set into that, or into that that habit, and you start to really get away from all of the fast food and the sodas and all of the negative habits you used to have, it starts to change. You know, your taste buds start to change. For me, I haven't had a regular soda in a couple of years, except for maybe a Sister. You know, and whenever I taste it, I can't believe that I ever used to like to drink those. You know, so it's when you get on the path.
Now let me ask you, Jeremy, what were your food weaknesses? Tell me now, what were they? Soda?
I'd have to say pizza and donuts. Pizza and donuts for sure.
Okay. So what did you do? What did you do that you don't eat pizza and donuts anymore?
Well, I still eat pizza. I just eat good pizza. you know, I'd rather...
Maybe we're not getting the pizza you're getting. What's the good pizza?
Well, you know, you just spend a little extra money for a good gourmet pizza, and maybe even make it yourself with some wheat bread and some good cheese and vegetables. And what's really important to remember is that portions is going to be the key, because if you're making a large pizza, it doesn't matter how healthy it is. If you eat that whole pizza, it's still going to have a negative effect. So I try to have one or two slices with a salad and some vegetables and something else on the side. So,
but, you know,
portion control, I think, is the most important thing.
That sounds like my husband. Portion control. You know, we've been together for 15 years, and that man has never, I mean, I think he went, the highest he went over his weight limit, which for his height was 10 pounds. And he was flipping out over it. Oh my God. He was just pushing in his sides. He went out and got one of those things to wrap around his belly. I mean, he was just, he couldn't take it. So he has the amazing ability to go on a diet and lose the weight when he gains it. And that's why he never worries about it. He can just do it. Like whenever. And so he tells me, he says, well, it's all about the portions. I mean, he's not a nutritionist by any means. He knows nothing about it. But common sense told him that if you eat smaller portions, you're not going to get as much fat and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as you would eating a smaller portion. So he tells me you can eat the same things but eat in smaller sizes. Is that true? Like he said, you can have the pizza and the burger and everything else, but just eat smaller portions. But my problem is, Jeremy, if I start eating the small portion and I don't feel satiated, I want the Whopper. I don't want the Junior Whopper.
Yeah.
You know,
then that's when you start to introduce other things into the meal. You know, you don't have to necessarily only have a small burger and that's the entire meal, but have a salad with it and have some, you know, drink some water along with it and use other methods to achieve that satiety, and instead of just focusing on that savory burger, which
by the time you get off this interview, I've interrupted you and you're going out to get a Domino's pizza. I can see it now. You're going to Krispy Kreme. Oh my God. Well, you know, I think that everybody has to do their own find the thing that's going to motivate them, because people seem to think, and I don't know if you've come across this, but people who are thin and who have never had a weight problem, they seem to say, well, all you have to do is blah, 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 blah. And then they give you the bullet pointed list of the things that we already know what we're supposed to do. Now, let me just tell you something, Mr. Jeremy Manning. Most people who are overweight, they know just as much, if not more, about how to lose weight. Because you know why? They've studied it by reading books. They've actually gone to the gym. Most people who are overweight, not all, but most, as a general rule, they have tried many, many times, have had many attempts, read the books, been on every single diet. And actually, I have run across people who are overweight who could actually be trainers, because they know how to do reps. They know what they need to do. They know what saturate fat is. They know how to count calories. They know everything about it from reading. But yet, when it comes down to execution, they don't have the stamina, willpower, or whatever it is that you need to have to actually do it for themselves. Have you come across people? Do you realize that a lot of people who are overweight know exactly what they need to do?
Oh, of course. But the question is, you know, have they found what they need to do for them? Because you can study every other person's technique and method and listen to every other person's advice and all of that about what worked for them, just like you said. But the question is, you know, have they found the right method and the right system that works for them? And part of the process is really finding what works for
them. Yeah, how do you find it for you? I could tell five people what they need to do, but what works for them? There's so many things. You know, how do you find what is going to work for you? I mean, what if you've been searching your whole life and nothing works and say you never find it? Then you're up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. But where do you go, or how do you find it? Do you just keep trying different methods until you find one that works for you? Is that what we should do?
I think the important thing is to really find what makes you happy. You know, if every technique
is going to work for me, because that's not going to work, because that's the chocolate in the Wendy's burgers.
Yeah, but does that make you happy once you've gone and eaten it, and then you come home and you're obsessed about the weight that you've put on and the state of your health? That's not really happiness. That's escapism.
And I go, oh, that was so good. Oh, the tomato and the cheese. I love that. And then I start thinking of ways they could actually improve the burger. See, I think there's something wrong with me. I don't know if it's just me. But when I know what you're talking about, when you go to buy the outfit,
right,
it's not available in your size, that's when you start feeling bad. But as a rule, you know, I'm just perfectly happy after I eat my fast food. But when I buy the outfit for the special occasion, then I'm like, damn,
right,
I can't find anything. Then I start thinking that I shouldn't have had it. So I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, there's a difference between, you know, having that moment of pleasure when you're appreciating that food that you're eating and being really happy when you wake up in the morning and you have this certain amount of energy and passion for life because you're healthy and you live a life that you enjoy. You know, that's really what happiness is. And for me, I have moments where I'll have a burger. I can appreciate that. But on a more profound level, I appreciate the sense of self that I have, that self-awareness, and the physical energy that I have. And that's what really makes me happy, because the elements around me, that food is going to change and the relationships are going to change. But how you really feel about yourself can be a constant state of joy.
Okay, I'm going to counterpoint that. I've got friends who are so skinny. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The bones are hanging out, okay? And they're all about fitness and exercise and working out of the gym. Here's the scenario. We go out to dinner. I'm sitting with my skinny friends. I, of course, have a ribeye steak, baked potato with sour cream, chives, and butter. They've got the salads, and the bitches are smelling up my food. And they're eyeing up. Their eyes are watering. They're salivating. They don't want that damn salad, Jeremy. They want my steak. They're miserable. They're unhappy. They're grouchy. They're not happy eating that salad. I have gotten them to admit it. They said, I wish that I could eat what you're eating. But they don't do it because they have discipline. But they're not happy about it, but they do it because
they're eating the wrong salad.
They care more about their physical appearance. And that's fine, but you can't say that everybody who's in excellent physical condition is happy about being there, because if in the perfect world, you'd be able to eat anything you wanted and you'd still be in perfect health, right? So wouldn't that be the happy, happy world? I think a lot of people,
that's the easy answer. I think there needs to be a certain amount of balance. I think if everything you eat is an unpleasurable experience for you, you have crossed the line to being healthy and well. So now you're just, like you said, now you're just unhappy, and it's like, what's the point in that? For me, I can have a salad with some grilled chicken on it that's, well, you know, got some seasoning and some good flavor to it. I eat salads all day long that I really enjoy eating. I eat a lot of meals that I really enjoy eating that I even, you know, salivate before eating that meal. And it doesn't, so I just think some people take it a little too far. You need to back it up.
Yeah, that's probably them. They're eating one salad a day. That's what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Not eating enough salads. My God.
Right.
Now let's talk about. Let's move on to your Uplift. Well, you're involved with a lot of stuff, actually. You're also the partner of Elevation Fitness in West Hollywood.
Yep.
And what?
Yep.
And you're also involved with Liddy HealthWorks. And what are these two? What do you do with these two companies? What are they all?
Elevation Fitness actually acquired J-Train LA this year. So now we're one company. I'm a partner there at Elevation now. And Liddy HealthWorks is kind of the insurance side of our wellness facility. So we have Elevation Fitness on one side and then Liddy HealthWorks. Elevation Fitness covers the personal training, Pilates, massage, and the performance nutrition components. And Liddy HealthWorks covers the rehab, chiropractic, physical therapy, physiotherapy, and massage and a few other services there. So we're a full service wellness center that's split up into two child companies.
My God, you live and breathe fitness, don't you? Jesus.
A little bit,
God, you're like a guru over there. Huh? Well, let me ask you, because this is an entertainment show and most of my listeners are in the entertainment business, why don't we try to bring about some cohesive thoughts for how we can help the people who are singers, actors, dancers, models, musicians? Why don't you give them some advice? Because some of them, there are many different shapes and sizes of people who, there are people who are not overweight, but they may not necessarily have a lot of energy for whatever reason. How can we help them? What are some words, like what are some tips, advice that you could give them to improve their energy level, their spirit, their mind, and all of that?
Definitely. I mean, the first thing to realize is your body is your ultimate instrument. It's the one thing that you're always connected with and the center from where you produce all of your art, whatever that is, be it music, acting, singing, whatever the case may be, that's where it comes from. And physical, being fit will only help in those things, either make you a stronger singer because your heart and your lungs and your cardio system is stronger, or maybe you're become better at memorizing your lines because that physical activity is improving the blood flow to your brain, therefore making you a little smarter, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever the case may be, you can improve your craft first by focusing on where it all comes from, and that's your body.
Mm.
You know,
and the body, the mind, and the spirit are all tied in together.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Now, you're also part of westhollywood.patch.com. What exactly is that?
That's a local kind of – it's actually national, but they have the local neighborhoods like West Hollywood, which is where I'm a blogger, and it's basically everything you need to know about the neighborhood, what's going on, you know, events.
In West Hollywood.
So, West Hollywood.
Yeah, that's why it's westhollywood.patch.com. So it's like a little patch of West Hollywood.
Exactly.
So it's like all the activities going on in West Hollywood.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yep. That's a very good website address to have. Westhollywood.patch.com. And is it kept up to date regularly with the latest events and stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They update it every day. And I blog on there once or twice a month. And I've had a few other regular updates for events that we're hosting at Elevation, and I see a lot of other local businesses and bloggers and voices that are on there.
And we are involved with FrontiersLA.com. What exactly is FrontiersLA.com?
That's a local magazine. I had a couple advertisements, and they did a bio, I think a few months ago, they did an editorial about Uplift Project and Elevation Fitness and myself.
Oh my! When do you ever get a chance to go to the gym? My goodness!
That's why I live there.
Up and about and around the town. Now, your project, Uplift Project. I know that it deals with exercise and that, but it also deals with people who have suffered and survived abuse. And why don't you tell us about the service? Do they provide services for people of domestic and is it domestic abuse? And
well, it pretty much reaches out to anybody who's experienced abuse. And right now, the primary component is fitness. So we're looking, we look for ways to reach out to whichever organization that we can in order to provide services such as one of the things we're trying to do is reach out to battered women shelters in the area and provide group fitness classes and self-defense courses. So that's one way that we introduce our program into theirs. So we're also working alongside with Project Angel Food. We're meeting with Project Angel Food to discuss working alongside with them to introduce a fitness component into their organization. So the primary goal is healing through fitness, because we believe fitness is the answer, and it's certainly something that all of the organizations that we work that we're working with can benefit from, either by bringing the groups together and helping them heal physically, and in turn do their social interaction a little bit faster spiritually.
Now, one of the things you say you do is we are here to provide a system of support and a strategy to stand up and fight. Does that mean that you teach some protection classes for women who were victims of physical abuse from their mates?
Sure, that is the plan. I mean, the strategy we speak of is just the overall goal, which is, like I said, it's physical fitness. It's making that individual feel stronger in their body. They're physically stronger, or having a stronger connection with the people around them, the support groups, and whoever that they can reach out to in order to feel stronger because of that relationship. But it all comes from physical fitness, and then we really work to build a community that's grows stronger through that.
So what are some of the services you provide? Yeah, earlier you had said something about massage. Mm-hmm. You have classes for, I guess, martial arts classes, anything like that?
Yeah, right now we're working on some self-defense classes, some boot camps, personal one-on-one personal training for certain individuals. And we're breaking it out. We're doing some pro bono work with organizations that are already established, and then we're doing a sliding scale with individuals where as needed. And we're trying to create the most productive system so that we can provide service for as many people as possible. But it's really all about just helping them get into shape physically. And it also might mean working with their doctors, their physical therapists or whatever, and helping them recover. So if someone's sick, the post-recovery process, we try to help out whenever we can. If somebody has been abused and they're trying to recover from that process, then, you know, helping them feel good about themselves and giving them coaches and group fitness environments where they can start to feel good again about themselves and about the people around them. It's, you know, that's pretty much how we're focusing our project.
So is this a physical company that's located at 8535 Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood? It's a physical building where people could walk in off the street? I mean, how would they get to?
That's the primary businesses there are Lydia Helbricks and Elevation Fitness, and they're our headquarters. So I'm there. I'm the spokesperson and the president of the project, and also the head trainer at Elevation. So whatever the inquiry is, I'm always there and ready to, and looking forward to speaking with anybody who has any questions.
So if somebody comes walking off the street and they go to 8535 Santa Monica Boulevard, they can say, I heard Jeremy Manning on Question Reality and I need help, whatever their help is, you would be there to point them in the right direction. And that's one of the things I think you briefly touched upon it, but people who come to you who are victims of domestic violence and other types of abuse, they may not have the funds to be able to pay for services. What do you do for people who may not be able to pay for full services?
Right. Well, we work with pretty much anybody. As long as there's a willingness to recover and to grow, then we have a willingness to provide the service.
So you'll be able to help them, and no matter what.
Yeah, point them in the right direction.
You also Sorry, you also deal with people who are, with us being on the phone, you know, we have overlapping, and I'm talking, and I think you stop, so I apologize. I don't mean okay. to overstep when you talk. You also deal with people who are HIV positive. What services do you provide for those people?
Right now, that we've been providing sliding scale personal training to some individuals, and we're trying to expand on that and provide group fitness environments at various support groups and hospice care facilities and wherever we can be of service.
And we need to stress how very important it is to, when you are HIV positive, that you do keep your body and mind physically fit. Can we touch upon that a little bit and stress that?
Definitely, of course. You know, there are a lot of side effects from some of the medications, some muscle wasting that happens. It's really important to continue to eat right and take care of your body and to keep your body strong. Also, to keep your immune system strong. Physical fitness is a strong component in that fight, and actually it's been shown to reduce the side effects of medication and improve appetite and overall health. And actually, one of the things that we do at Elevation Fitness every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 a.m. is we have a boot camp. And it originally started working, we started working with Team Band-Aids, which is a charity that raises money to fight HIV. And so it's kind of a group that's inspired by that process of fighting HIV. And, you know, we welcome anybody to come and join that on a regular basis. We're going to be doing some later sessions too. A lot of people frown on the 6 a.m., but for now we have 6 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You better just come down off of that time slot, my God. Well, Jeremy, I tell you, it is it's already time to go. We only have a 50-minute show. Well, the time just flew, didn't it? I mean, you thought, oh, my God, this is going to be taking forever, and it goes so fast. Real quick, we have to wrap it up. Anything that you want anyone to know about in 30 seconds or less?
Just that you don't need a reason to treat yourself right. And whatever you're experiencing, you don't have to do it alone. There's someone out there who is experiencing the same thing and who needs someone like you to be a part of their life so that you can fight together. And there's resources. Just look and use them and do what you got to do to stand up and fight.
And if you don't know who to go to, you call Jeremy Manning, and he'll help you and tell you where to go. Right, Jeremy?
That's right.
All right. So you can find Jeremy at facebook.com/JTrainLA. Is there a number people can call? Or?
Yep. 310-709-8528.
310-709-8528. Thank you so much, Jeremy Manning. We really appreciate it. And thank you for all of the health tips and advice. I think you motivate me not to order that pizza, which you've already got my mind worked up in a frenzy now. You've already worked me up. And I think I'm going to send pasta to Krispy Kreme because you said pizza donuts. And I'm like, oh, that sounds good for dinner. Mm-mm. All right, Jeremy Manning, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you. We really appreciate it. God bless you for the work you're doing. You certainly are a major contributor to the world being a wonderful place to live. Thank you, Jeremy Manning.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.